Would the children come forward, please? What's it look like I'm ready for?
Fishing.
Fishing. Right, Dylan. I'm ready for fishing. I have a net and a pole, and Mr. Wilbert even put a bobber on there for me, so in case we couldn't tell for sure that we were ready for fishing, we could go bobbing for fish. There are a lot of stories told about Jesus about fish. And fish were very important in the culture, in the communities where he lived and where he taught. A lot of people fished, and a lot of people, that was what their one of their main foods, is they lived on eating either fresh fish or dried fish, so that they could have fish even when there weren't a lot of fish, fresh fish to be caught. And there's stories of when he had 5,000 people listening to him, and he said, well, we need to feed these people. And his helper said, we don't have enough food for all these people. But there was a boy there who had just a few loaves of bread, just 5 loaves of bread, little loaves of bread, and 2 fish. And Jesus made it work to feed all of those people. So everybody got to eat fish. And there was a time where the disciples, his followers, thought that they had fished and fished with their nets and they hadn't caught a single fish. And he said, throw your nets over again. And they said, okay. Well, the net was so full of fish, they were afraid it was going to break. They had to call people from another boat to come in and help lift it up into the boats because there were so many fish overflowing the nets. So fish were really important in the time of Jesus and in the people, amongst the people that he taught. But today, I believe Mr. Bill is going to be teaching about, and what we're going to hear up here with the grown-ups, is about when Jesus went amongst the fishermen and called them to be his helpers. And they were all these guys that we're going to talk about today, they were fishing with their families. They were taking care of their nets, and they were on the boat with their dad. And he said, come, follow me, and I'll make you fish for people. Now, when he said fish for people, I don't think he meant with something like this. I think he was talking about coming along and helping him as he taught people, as he made sick people better, and people that were hurt or disabled, he made them well. And that helping and that healing and that teaching that he did made people want to come to him and made people want to follow him. And when he told the people that became his disciples, his apostles, when he told them, come follow me and I will make you fish for people, they did. They stopped what they were doing. They just dropped their nets and they just followed him because they knew what he was doing was so important. And today he still wants us to follow him, like the choir was just singing, come follow me. Because we today, by the way we help people, when we're kind, when people do something that hurts us and they say, I'm sorry, and we forgive them, forgiving, helping, being kind, those are all ways that we can follow Jesus. So that's what we're fishing for today. Okay? All right. We're going to say a prayer. I've got pencils and stickers and things in the basket, and then Mr. Bill has plans for you. Let's say a prayer. Jesus, we thank you for coming and teaching us. We thank you for showing us how to help people, how to forgive people, how to make peace, how to make justice, how to be kind to people all around the world. Help us each day as we try our best to be kind and loving just as you were. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Would you pray with me? Rock of Abraham, source of every believer, O God, we worship you. We praise your mercy and justice. We delight in your generosity and creativity. Thank you for blessings beyond measure. Alpha, Omega, Jesus, Messiah, we marvel at how readily they followed Andrew, Simon Peter, James, and John. Help us to listen for you. Help us be willing and joyful when we hear your voice. We thank you for healing, forgiveness, and new life. We thank you for being with us long ago and this day. Spirit, Comforter, we need you. We lean on you for courage and strength. May we know your presence. May we be changed by hearing your voice. We pray all this in the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Jesus died, so we may live. He said.
And from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Here ends the reading from the first chapter of Mark. My message this day is called Follow Me. John read from the story of Jonah. We all remember Jonah spent 3 days in a fish. Do we remember why? Well, the Lord had called Jonah to speak to the people of Nineveh. They were far from God, and God wanted them corrected. But Jonah ran in the other direction. He got on board a cargo ship, and God was not pleased. The boat was tossed in a terrible storm until the sailors, at Jonah's request, threw the reluctant preacher into the ocean, whereupon a large fish swallowed him whole. That got Jonah's attention. Quote, "As my life was ebbing away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple." God had the fish spit him out on dry land, and the Lord repeated those instructions. Thus, grumbling under his breath, Jonah preached in the city of Nineveh. Amazingly, they changed their ways, and the whole city was saved from destruction. Meanwhile, the lesson to all who are called by God: you might as well give in, because God has plans, and God will do what God will do. God was concerned enough about the 120,000 people of Nineveh that Jonah could be inconvenienced. Afterwards, Jonah complained because the Holy One relented and did not destroy the city. How dare God? That God of ours keeps loving, forgiving, and blessing whether we deserve it or not. To make that turnaround happen, God needed Jonah. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, we heard that God was our true king, yet the kingdom of God was a future promise or an ideal state. Suddenly, Jesus came and changed the rules. He asked listeners to repent, change their minds, return to God, and believe the good news, because the realm of God is near. And this calling, was this the tradition? Did teachers, scholars, rabbis call their students? No. Students sought out teachers to study with them. However, the great prophet Elijah called the young man Elisha in just this way, called by God while he was working his parents' farm. These days, we cannot imagine the call of Jesus to these fishermen. Their families had resources, great nets, sturdy boats. Their lives were all based on catching fish to feed their families. Fishing was what Grandpa did. Fishing is what we do. Fishing is what our children will do. Then that Jesus came along. Did he promise them great working conditions? Did he promise them better pay? Did he promise that their children would be able to follow in their footsteps? No. He just said, "Follow me. I'll make you fish for people." Promises. When Martin Luther was questioning the many sacraments the Catholic Church had been adding, he argued that sacraments should be only those acts taught by Jesus and with a promise attached. Thus, Today, we Protestants have two tangible ways to connect to God, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Jesus did those and promised his presence in them. Not many conditional promises from Jesus. If you do this, I will give you that. To those fishermen, he just offered them more fishing. However, Jesus gives us plenty without condition. Forgiveness, mercy, justice, and steadfast love. In Matthew 5, we are promised plenty. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed can also be translated happy. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, the kingdom I am calling all of you to is a good place, on earth as in heaven. But here in Mark's first chapter, he calls fishermen to follow him, and he offers no sweeteners. You will not make more money if you follow me. You will not have a bigger house if you follow me. Quite a job offer. In fact, that line about persecution, people will not like your sharing the good news. As we hear in the stories of the Apostle Paul, he was beaten and jailed and finally executed for answering his call, for sharing the good news. Yet our grandparents and our grandchildren may never have heard the good news of Jesus, the Messiah, if Paul had not answered the call of Jesus. Paul never lived in luxury. He was often under house arrest, writing his churches from afar. And because Paul wrote and wrote and wrote, some of those letters survived. We can read Romans and the Corinthian letters because Paul was faithful. He answered his call and continued to write. He continued to answer in spite of every persecution. Even the churches he built argued with him. Even the churches Paul assembled argued over food, money, and ethics. Some of the members of his churches thought they belonged to Paul, and some thought they belonged to other preachers. He responded that they were all baptized in Christ. In spite of beatings, imprisonment, and conflict, Paul answered his call. He kept sailing and walking and preaching. And when he was locked up, Paul kept writing. Thank God. Oh, but God does not call people these days. When Camille Witt was born prematurely, all seemed fine at first. Then the nightmare began, tests and curiosities, her small size, her breathing difficulties. Her fingers are too long. One eye is lower than the other. Weeks of traveling to the neonatal intensive care unit. Eventually, they heard a diagnosis and a prediction. Some unknown genetic disorder. Camille will never walk, never talk, never eat on her own. The family's church brought meals for months, not knowing what else they could do. But one family felt called to extend an invitation. Rachel Craig, a mother with boys the age of Camille's big brother, said, "You are welcome at our home every Tuesday evening. If you need to eat and run, do so. If you want to stay, talk, and let the boys play, come and stay." Every week, the Craig home was a safe place to cry and vent and feel loved. The body of Christ is a safe place. Promising to feed whoever shows up each Tuesday night is a big offer Rachel Craig was called to make. We do what we are called to do because God will do what God will do. Ask Jonah. Simon, Andrew, James, and John were fishing until Jesus called them away. Follow me and I will make you fish for people. No 401k plan, no raises, no personal days. Follow me and I will make you fish for people. And they followed him. What would it take to make you leave home and family to do what Jesus says? We read together from Psalm 62. Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before the Lord. God is a refuge for us. Put no confidence in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord. Maybe that trust, that confidence is enough. When God calls, you know what to do. Amen.